God's Reminder to Us This Christmas Season, Do Not Fear, by Debbie McDaniel, read by Ellie Johnson. But the angel said to them, Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Luke 2:10. Four times in the Christmas story, angels appeared at appointed times to give a message to key individuals who were a part of Jesus' life and birth. And every time, those to whom they appeared were greatly troubled, afraid, or even gripped with fear. And every time the angel said these powerful words, Do not be afraid. To the shepherds, But the angel said to them, Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. Luke 2:10-11. To Mary, But the angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. Luke 1:30-31. To Joseph, An angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Matthew 1:20-21. To Zechariah, But the angel said to him, Do not be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear a son, and you are to give him the name John. Luke 1:13. Just like these in the Christmas story so many years ago, we are often people who can easily become feared, troubled, even gripped with fear. It's a natural human emotion, but God never intends for us to stay stuck there. And his powerful words and message to us is still the same, for he never changes. He says, Do not fear, over and over in his word, reminding us that he is with us. And he made sure it was part of the message given to each of those to whom an angel appeared to announce his son's birth. Do not be afraid. For perfect love casts out all fear. Jesus came bringing peace that the world could never give. Jesus came bringing light that the darkness could never overcome. Jesus came bringing freedom from the barrier of sin and brought victory over death once and for all. The opposite of fear is not really simply courage, but it is peace, faith, love, the assurance that we are held by a God who is mighty and sovereign and strong. Many of you have faced deep loss this year, the hurt of losing a loved one too soon, illness, cancer, financial troubles, or job loss. Others are struggling through the pain of broken relationships. Many are fighting depression and despair, facing addictions and giants that seem too big. Whatever you might be battling this season, I pray that you will find deep peace in Him, the one who loves you so much and says, Do not fear. He is greater, always. He came to overcome it all, and He is with us. Intersecting faith and life. Give God your worries and fears today, again and afresh. Choose to leave it all in the hands that have the power to bring us deep peace and assurance that the world can never give or take away. Be assured, His presence is with you and His love never fails. For further reading, check out Luke 1:11-33, Luke 2:8-14, and Matthew 1:20-21.
Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to Crosswalk.com.
This is Perseus Poku, host of the Sound Reasoning Ministry podcast. Learn how to share and defend your faith by listening to us weekly. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.